So the question, Mac,
we don't want to get out of control. It has to be recognized. I'm going to put myself on the stack after you, but you go ahead.
And then please put me, Jim.
One more time.
Okay.
I just want to clarify. I'm not asking if it's more effective or anything else. I'm just asking if you knew you were going to get, you know, $1,000 or $1 million donation to the national office to solve our problems, is that better than it going to one of the individual stations? Independent of, forget about like whether the probabilities of it happening. I'm just saying, does that money going to the national office help us solve the problems faster just because it avoids some other, you know, kinds of things? Maybe it doesn't, maybe it does. That's the question.
I don't know who wants to answer that.
In the perfect world, I would say it does, because that does centralize some of the decision making that goes along with how that $1 million would be spent.
This is James. I'm going to make a motion to
impact the entire organization instead of just one.
Okay, that's what I thought it was. But I wasn't sure, and I expected that to be the answer. And it was just kind of people that I know, I could pitch that give to the national office. It might be a better thing than give to the local station. You know, call up people I know that say, well, save the national network, you know, if it's more effective.
Mac, I'm going to ask you to make a motion to extend, perhaps for another 10.
I'm kind of done with mine, so
I'll move it, Jim. 10 minutes.
Okay. Thank you, Kim.
I think this is a good conversation.
Is there any objection to extend for another 10? Okay, our Paul objects. Excuse me, I just got a call coming in. I couldn't hear what happened. Our Paul, I heard you object. Our Paul, did you object? What is your point of information?
I'm curious. Are we extending because we're going to take a vote, or are we extending because we're just going to continue the...
I moved to extend because I have something else to say, and I thought others might have something else to say. The last thing I heard before my speaker was blocked by a call coming in was, I believe I heard Arpal objecting.
Yes, I object. And also, this is not debatable.
Right, so it's not debatable, so now we just have to go to a vote.
Okay, the motion is to extend the time for this item and the meeting by 10 minutes. Please answer up when you hear your name. Nick Arena. Chris Corey.
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
I am muted, yes.
Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Julia Kennard. Julia Kennard. Welcome back. R. Paul Martin, no. James McFadden.
Yes.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
No.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Susan Young. Can we go back? There are people who didn't answer. Nick Arena. Up there. Julia Kennard. CFO, are you still here?
I had answered. I said yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. Let's see. Susan Young isn't here. 7-4-2 against.
Okay. Thank you, R. Paul. Okay. So, I was next. I just want to say something very quickly about this idea of do you have a national fund drive or any fund drive that asking for the national office or the local. My understanding, and, you know, I can be corrected if wrong, but appeals for the national office don't work that well, except for the archives, which are very popular. So my thinking on this would be to have a national fund drive and have the benefit of the fund drive be focused on the community, but also benefit on the local stations, but also benefit the national office by doing this. You say half of your donation will go to X, Y, or Z, whatever the favorite local project of the moment is. I think KPFT can do some great fundraising around getting their building going. The other stations may have their own particular thing of the moment that would generate some interest. People like to donate for a specific thing. So have half the donation go for that, and the other half go to pay for that station's central services, help that station get their central service covered. That would be good to help the stations that are in arrears on central services. For the stations that aren't in arrears on central services, we can make another arrangement where that additional funding could either go to deflect their central services and then they can use that money that they save on their own projects, or you could make some other arrangement for that. But it's a way to put it out to the listening audience that this is benefiting your station, but some of the money will then go to the national office. Now, that may be a little complicated. That would involve some explaining to people that average listeners don't necessarily want to hear, but I think we could do it fairly simply. But so that's just a thought. Okay, Kim?
Well, in about, I think, 2012, possibly 2013, our Paul might remember, but one of those 2 years, Summer Reese did a national fund drive specifically for WBAI's tower expenses, and it raised about $250,000 in that one day from all five stations. A couple of years later, maybe 2016, maybe 2017, there was another all station fund drive specifically for the audit. And there was one person who, there was a bequest to WBAI, and that person earmarked X amount to this fund drive. So without that amount, basically the intake was a third less than it had been a couple of years ago. So I don't know who could, I guess 250, 240 minus 80, is that right? Am I doing the math right? Would be 160?
It was something like that. That initial amount of that donation from the bequest was used as a matching fund, so it would be a little more complicated.
But I'm just pointing out that the decline in listenership from those years was significant, and I don't think, you know, it may be even less now. I'm saying, if you want to do this, think about those numbers, because we have less members now, and I personally don't think central service is at all sexy. You know, I think paying our electric bill, because Southern California Edison is going to shut us down, is much, you know, more, you know, kind of dramatic and not fake. You know, there's a real need, but that's to be determined if this is something that people want to pursue. But just to be realistic of what you might get in a day, that's just my little historical memory.
That's a good
Julie
point.
To the stack.
Good point, Kim. Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, so I know professionally some things about, people's trust in institutions. And so if people hate Southern California Edison, saying that what you're going to try to do is pay the pay the electric company bill? I mean, I get what you're saying, Kim, and I don't disagree. But if there's broad local mistrust, that's not going to sell it. So, you know, you got to kind of figure out where people are on that and do some homework.
Can I please respond, Jim, just quickly?
Well, let me see if Julie was finished.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, I'm trying to be brief. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Kim.
We have two electric companies. One, the tower, is Southern California Edison, and the other is DWP. Southern California Edison is privately owned. DWP is city-owned. They are not putting pressure on us. So Southern California Edison is not liked, and we can make the point that this was what happens when you privatize our utilities. We got to pay them or they're going to shut us down. DWP is giving us, something like that. And look, this isn't, I'm not married to this idea. But I think Southern California Edison would be a good enemy that our listeners would appreciate, you know. But, you know, I'm not married to that at all.
Thank you, Kim. So,
it is a dramatic issue, a dramatic urgent issue. So
we are getting a little into the weeds here, but I think it's a good opportunity for the executive director and also our CFO to hear some ideas that people have. We have 3 minutes left. Is there anybody else who has any comment on this or anything else that we've covered? I don't think, unfortunately, we're going to get to many more items on the agenda.
This is Beth.
I heard Beth, and then maybe Kim. Kim, before I put you on, Kim, I'll ask if there's anybody who hasn't spoken for a while.
Oh,
but
yes,
go ahead.
Please take Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
Yes, this is about the rest of the agenda. And the motion I brought forward today, and that I've deferred for a number of months because we had other urgent things to get to, but we need this, and I would ask, if we're not going to do it tonight, could we please put it at the beginning of the next agenda, because honestly, the last week or 10 days, I've kind of been sweating bullets, because this was not in place, given what's been transpiring at our local station here, so I would just like to see this prioritized, so that we can actually get it done. I've only changed one line in it since I added one brief clarifying phrase in response to someone's concern. And if anyone wants to discuss it with me between now and then, we've got the list. And so I would just ask that it be prioritized next time. Thank you.
Beth, I will prioritize it to the extent possible, but of course, other emergencies or situations can come up. As you know, we put it after the financials in this meeting, but even though I warned people a couple of times that we wouldn't be getting to other items on the agenda if we kept extending, but we did. So, with that proviso, I will prioritize it on the next agenda as I did on this one. Anybody else have anything they want to say?
This is Kim.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot, Kim. Go ahead.
I would move to adjourn.
you got me.
I want to make our Paul happy. I know it's past his bedtime.
All right. Let's not go too far.
I'm tired, guys.
Yeah. I think we're all tired. So there's a move to adjourn. We're not quite at our time, but is there any objection? Hearing none, I'll say we're adjourned, and thank Stephanie and Julia and our Paul, our secretary, and Fred, our streamer, and all the people who tuned in to listen. We appreciate it. Thank you all. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thanks. Good night.